This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thinking about this, because there have been a rash of announcements about sports documentaries. And look, I'm making an assumption, which is dangerous, that you guys enjoy the 30 for 30s like we do, like I do. Netflix has gotten into the game now. HBO's gotten into the game now. Look, if it's about sports and it's done right, I'm into it. I mean, hell, the American Gladiators 30 for 30 last week. It was very good. I watched it. I liked it.
Yeah, you and Evan have sold me on that. So.
Yeah, and it's not even a subject I'm passionate about. I mean, I was like 10 years old when that was around. It's interesting. In hell, they did one on Ric Flair. I hate wrestling. It was unbelievable. What? It was unbelievable.
Oh, just giving you a woo from back here.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. But my point is, there's going to be one about the Mighty Ducks coming out. I'm into it, right? The initial, how it became a Disney movie to a Disney team, a shameless money grab where it eventually worked out. There's going to be one about Urban Meyer and Aaron Hernandez. And I'm sure it's not going to be flattering to the University of Florida, but I'm into it. I want to watch it. And I started thinking, and we were talking about it, the documentary that is the most obvious, that I think it's shameful it hasn't been done, is the Lions. An SOL, Bobby Lane curse, Lions thing from players dying on the field, players paralyzed on the field, futility, two Hall of Famers being driven to the point of madness and quitting. A guy driving through a drive-thru nude, then the starting quarterback's Halloween outfit is that guy. Like, playoff win in 57 years.
Speaking of the 57 years, oh, by the way, the day you announced to the world you bought the team, you're
JFK
the second.
Assassination.
Right, you're the second biggest story in Detroit.
So my
President
point is
was killed.
A 30 for 30 about the Detroit Lions and what we've been through in this town. It doesn't have to be something slanderous, but it's like, right now would be the time to do it because I think the Lions are about to be good, real good. And I think they're about to shatter some of those stereotypes. The timing would be perfect for ESPN to do this now. Look, their network can't stop talking about this team in a good way.
Right.
How about you show America what they've put us all through? Like, would you watch would it be too painful or would you watch that? Like, I'd be in. When they did the Wings Abs documentary, again, it's no secret. We're not the McKenzie twins here. That was great.
No, it was fun to watch.
Theater. They did the Bad Boys. Theater. These sports documentaries are better than the games.
It is.
Basically.
I mean, I told you, I'm watching the 10-year war, that Michigan-Ohio State thing. It was like,
that's an oldie but a goodie. That's been out for a few years.
This was pretty good. No, they did a new one just recently this year where they were just talking about Michigan and Ohio State and the rival, how they respect each other but hate each other. It's like, this was actually pretty good. I got
sports
sucked
documentaries
into it.
Are better than the actual games. Argue it. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, on a nightly basis, if you gave me the option of a 30 for 30 or watching any game that's on, I'd take 30 for 30.
Because you know what happened, but you want to hear the story behind what happened.
That's right.
Why? Like, you know, the whole, I would love to find out, like, why Thurman Thomas couldn't find his helmet during the Super Bowl. It's only the Super Bowl. It's only one of the biggest games of the year, and you can't find your helmet, and they turn the ball over because you're not in there. But it's things like that. But, yeah, the Lions, There is so much that happened with this team.
It's a two-parter.
That you would sit there and be like, I forgot about it. It may reach the levels of watching the U.
Well, and look at what a hit Hard Knocks was, right?
Yeah.
You could position a Lions documentary, no matter who did it, Netflix, HBO, 30 for 30, whatever it is, and you could finish it with what Dan Campbell's up against and what they're attempting to do. I mean, if I'm HBO, I could easily do this because I already did Hard Knocks. I've already got the footage. But think about what this team has put these people through. It's worse than the Chicago Cubs.
From the fights at the Silver Dome.
All of it. You do it all. Wayne Fonts, Marty on the bike.
What do you mean I'm fired?
Taking the wind. What's a guy got to do to get fired around here? Rod Marinelli and all of it.
Oh, my. See, that's just it. Like, you all of a sudden, like, oh, well, wait about. You're right. It would have to be at least a two-part series.
I think you could do a two-parter. My point is, that's the one. Now, I could ask you a broad-based question of what is the sports documentary that has not been made that you want to see? I'm fine with that, too. But I want to know if the Lions – am I off base with the Lions thing? Every time you see an announcement from Netflix or 30 for 30 ESPN, I always feel like, how are they whistling by the graveyard of the Detroit Lions and not doing one? It would be unbelievable.
And it's one of those things I wonder – if the Lions have been so irrelevant that people outside of Detroit just don't know.
But that's the story you tell, right, isn't it?
Right, that it's going to be one of those people like, wait, you had a person die on the field. You've had people be people paralyzed.
They did one on Marcus Dupree. The guy's been dead for 30 years.
Is it possible this could be therapeutic for Lions fans? We can all commiserate together on a local sense?
Like, yeah. Yeah, hell yeah.
I mean, think about it. The rules that happened because the Lions played. Now all of a sudden, you know what, you know, you have to complete the process of the catch. Like, all the different things. Not one, but two Hall of Famers show up to work one day and say, I don't want to do this anymore.
Picked up flag. I mean, you could. The list goes on and on. It could be so therapeutic for Lions fans together for one night to watch something that just explains why we are the way we are. And it could explain to the nation that does not understand why we are the way we are.
The Barry negative 1 yard gain.
All of it. All of it.
That's the funny thing, though, is you can keep listing off these things. They You're never right. end. There's so
Dude,
many
and then
of
you
them.
Add in the tragedies, whether it's, you know, Chuck Hughes, whether it is Mike Utley, whether it's Reggie Brown, Eric Andelsack. When you put it all together, I want someone to tell me it would not be the most compelling hour of sports TV. It would be right up there with the best 30 for 30s they've done. Mm-hmm. Tell the story of what this team has done to people.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you can finish it out with how much hope they have for the coming year. I don't think it would take a lot.
We named off all of those things, and we didn't even hit Matt Millen in 0-16.
There was another one that just came in on the text. Don't forget the inability to blow up the Silver Dome on the first attempt.
Yes!
They just keep coming.
Yes, I remember that because because Drew Sharp had just recently died, and I'm like, Drew's got to be laughing because he was like, you guys couldn't even do this right. They had to go back months later to redo it.
Just when you think you run out of examples. I mean,
you can't make this up.
That might be the title of the doc. You can't make this up. I mean,
Kenny, it's true. I mean, I'm being serious. You don't have to know anything about this team. It's the NFL, right? Isn't that the biggest qualifier? The NFL's currency. They could do a documentary about any franchise I'd watch. But when you factor in what the promo video would be, it is a story of a team that has punished its fans in ways that are unimaginable. For a time frame that is unthinkable. And then the bad breaks that have happened make it seem like you signed a blood oath with Satan. Yeah. And what if I told you the fans are still hopeful? This is like Cubs on steroids. I'm just in shock. Like, the Mighty Ducks get one, but we don't. And look, would you? I'd watch it. Of course I would. I think it would almost be cathartic, right?
Right. It's just, can you get everything in this documentary that happened? Can you really tell the story of you know, the 60-some years of it, just you could just start from the William Clay Ford era, from him buying the team. Oh, by the way, the president shot. Instead of the, I guess there was no PR department around, like, guys, we may not want to announce this today. It's going to get overshadowed. Nah, run the story, okay? And just everything that happened until then.
And for every moment we're bringing up, there's ones that we aren't thinking of, right, that we're forgetting.
Pool like 6 to 8 of them. We'll get the ticket text. I want to get to the people. I want to know, it's two parts. Am I overstating how interesting it would be? But would you be able to bring yourself to watch it? Because it would take you through an emotional journey where it's all bad. You drove Barry Sanders to quitting. He wrote a letter and faxed it to the Wichita Pioneer Press or whatever the hell it was. Okay?
Right.
Calvin Johnson quit.
You're two Hall of Famers. Just, I can't do this anymore, guys.
Players dying while mowing their lawn. Players dying on the field. Players being paralyzed. Losing at a nauseating rate. Dan Orlovsky running out of the end zone. Never seen it before. I've never seen it since.
Yeah.
Seriously. I think it would be incredible. And look, I'm pumped up we're getting another round of good. Like, this Urban Meyer one's going to be unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. I think the Mighty Ducks thing is super interesting because the younger crowd doesn't recognize it was a movie and a Disney cash grab that became a team. That's unthinkable in today's world, that if the NBA, who's going to expand, by the way, Adam Silver just said that, if the NBA took a Disney team and like Space Jam and they made it a team.
The Las Vegas Space Jam.
Right. That's what the Mighty Ducks are. So that's going to be coming out. But I would, and look, I'm not a big boxing guy. I've watched all the documentaries. You don't have, I mean, they've done documentaries about a rugby team in New Zealand. It doesn't matter. I watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like women's basketball. They did a Pat Summitt one. It was fascinating. The Lions are right there for everybody. And they don't make it. And I can't figure out why. I maybe I'm off base. 248-539-9797. I'll get to the calls. Kenny, line up the ticket takes. People have their suggestions. I'm in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.